Should we do a show or something, Drake? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like...
We can get ready for that. I gotta go grab another beer and whiskey.
Me too. Oh, yeah. Gosh, I gotta get a shot glass. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll be right back.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 208.
Woo! I was worried about you there. This is the podcast where two drunken cyberpunk cowboys play retro games for your amusement. I am cyberpunk cowboy number one. My name is Jared.
And I am cyberpunk cowboy number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to be some cyberpunk cowboys as we do a little Wild West mixed with some sci-fi action and play some Wild Guns on the SNES.
Damn right.
Should be pretty sweet.
On the Switch Online.
The Switch Online SNES, yep. Revelers, as you can probably hear, we're once again recording quarantine style. I think maybe in the next month or so, we might be able to actually do a real show again. We'll see. But before we get to Wild Guns, how is it going this week, Jerick?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
That is a loaded question. yeah, the week has been not a normal week. The last two weeks as we record this.
As our producer Nate said so eloquently on a Facebook post when somebody said something, this week has been a hell of a year.
It's been a hell of a year. It really has. So, Revelers, as you may or may not know, most of you probably do, both Jurek and I live in Minneapolis, and Minneapolis has had some issues recently. Namely, four police officers murdered a man on the street. George Floyd, never forget. And then shit hit the fan. and we,
people are pissed.
People are pissed, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. And they're demanding change, and we're going to get it. I don't know. I honestly last weekend, so you have some reference. We're recording this on June 5th, 2020, Revelers. And so last weekend was crazy. There was riots and looting and just all around mayhem. It was pretty scary. I'm not going to lie. I live much closer to where all that was happening than Jurek.
Yeah, it was all pretty quiet and peaceful out here. I mean, the first night where everything all that stuff happened and they burned down that construction site, that apartment complex,
yeah,
or whatever.
The low income housing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't all low income. There was 30 units out of 200.
Oh, okay. Right. Housing. And then
most of it was probably going to be $3,000 for a tiny little apartment.
$3,000 a month. You mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that night I let the dogs out at, 12:30 or whatever to go to bed, and even way over here, far away from where that is, I could smell it burning.
Yeah, it was scary. And Revelers, I live it's actually six blocks from Lake Street, which is, Lake Street is where all the crazy stuff went down. My place of work is right on Lake and Lindale, and I was very worried about work. But I also live in the basement. And so my windows are right there. And I was uncomfortable being at home those few days. I honestly was scared. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty scary. People were mad and out of control, and rightfully so, but when that happens, you never know what people are going to do. And so I ran away, and I feel a little bit about, I feel a little cowardish about it, but I think I made the right move. I mean, everything's fine, but I don't know.
Better safe than sorry. Yeah, even though we're way out here, I had a bag packed.
Yeah. Just in case.
Grab. I mean, I still have it packed technically, but
yeah, I went and I spent a couple nights. Well, I spent the days at my place in Minneapolis, but I spent the nights at my folks' house who live way out in the suburbs. So, I don't know. It was, I'm conflicted internally about what I did. But it was crazy. I don't know. Like nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Everything was burning down. Like
you never know where it's going to spread to.
Yeah. And thank goodness, you know, they pretty, for the most part, they stayed away from residential, areas and
there were a few that apartments, were...
but you know, there were casualties of the movement, was, but,
yeah, just 'cause they were close to other places.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's been crazy, and I'm so conflicted about it because I wholeheartedly agree. You know, like
yeah,
like I get
it's
it.
Like it's hard. It's hard to yeah,
yeah.
Condone
it's hard
destruction,
to...
but at the same time, I fucking get it, man.
Me people too.
Are pissed.
And
they tried peaceful shit for years and years and years. Like, God, fucking football players and like Colin Kaepernick or whatever, they're just simply
all he did was kneel.
And people get up in arms about that, like super pissed.
Speaking of that, though, as of
this in a peaceful way, fuck you guys.
As of today, though, the NFL actually admitted that they were wrong in handling that situation, and now the players are allowed to protest peacefully however they will, if that's taking a knee or whatever that is.
On the actual field?
I think
like,
so.
Did they say that just today? Because I know, like,
they said it just today, I believe.
Okay, because I know, like, last year or something, they made some policy. They're like, if you kneel on the field during the, you know, national anthem, you'll be fined or something. But if you want to protest, you can stay in the locker room.
Oh, see, no, and that's, no, whatever they said, I didn't read the full thing. I honestly just read the, headline and then a little blurb, you know, but I don't know. They said they were wrong. So, but good. You know, so things are happening like, and it's
yeah.
Like, honestly, the protests are working like Minneapolis. Now the city council is seriously considering they're coming up with a plan to disband the Minneapolis Police Department, and come up with a completely new way of policing. And you know, it's not going to happen overnight, obviously.
No, I mean, everything's going to be a process, but you know, as long as
but immediately
something starts happening,
literally 2 weeks after the murder of George Floyd, you know, shit is getting changed, you know, like it's, you know, and it's small steps, little bit at a time, but like, you know, it's working. So
yeah, it's, you know, I read that right after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, there were like riots for like a week and a half or whatever. And then shit happened. And like, you know, black people were given some rights. Like sometimes sometimes the riots work.
Sometimes it does. I did read also, I think I know what you're referencing. Some major civil rights laws were passed like a week after Martin Luther King was assassinated, but that was going to happen anyway. like those laws were being worked on for a long time before that. It just happened to coincide with that, but still it's good. The protests are working. Get out there and protest, revelers. You know, I personally have not been, I did go to one protest, but that's about it. But I've been helping in other ways. I've been, you know, you know, both of us have been trying to help our community now, and protect them. And so like last weekend, both Jurek and I spent a good chunk of our weekends just boarding up businesses, like just whoever needed it. Jurek's girlfriend actually is part of a group running a group, just where we go around and board up businesses to protect people. Like, and it's not charity, it's solidarity, you know?
Yeah.
And, we're not asking for any money or anything. It's just, if, you know, we'll board you up to protect you.
All paid for with donations and stuff.
Cause like, honestly, I don't know, people will get mad if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like you know, I don't care. Burn Target to the fucking ground. They, you know, they they can build another one. No problem.
They're fine.
They're fine. You know, burn the police precinct to the ground, burn every government building to the ground, if that's what it takes. But what I really don't like is that, you know, poor Joe Smith over here, who worked his entire life to buy his business and, you know, doesn't have insurance. Now he's lost everything. And, and that is not great, but,
that I agree.
But yeah, I don't know. This is crazy times. And I think a lot of this probably, you know, it was all coming. It was going to happen sooner or later,
right?
Wherever it was. And it just happened to be here in Minneapolis where, you know, our cops.
And now it's fucking everywhere.
Now it's fucking everywhere. And change is going to happen. This feels like history is happening.
Oh yeah.
Right, sure. In front of us, you know? So be a part of it and be on the right side of it, revelers.
Yeah. Please.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. I don't know how much more I have to say about it, but at least right now, Drake, do you have anything?
No, I mean, you know, people are fed up and it's time to start changing some shit.
Time to start changing some shit.
Give people, stop killing people.
And if they won't listen, let's start breaking shit. You know, I don't know. It's like, I get it. And I'm fed up too. I don't know it. And I'd like to say, I would love to say that there are, and obviously things aren't as black and white as this, and maybe that was the wrong term to use, but, you know, I would like to say there are some good cops out there, but I'm not sure there is. I don't
know. That whole thing is, it's like, okay, we're out here protesting, you know, police brutality and all this shit, and all you see is
more police brutality.
Yeah. And then, like, the thing with, you know, the Buffalo cops today or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Two of them push an old man over, and then he just laid there bleeding.
Did you watch that video?
Yeah.
Horrifying. They pushed him. Like, it is without a doubt. That cop went up and pushed him over. And they said he slipped. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that was their official thing, is that he slipped. But nope, there's video of it. And so those two cops got suspended, and now 57 other cops resigned from, like, the riot control unit in solidarity with those cops.
Fuck that.
Like I posted on Facebook, it's like,
get them out of there.
The story could have been, there are two bad cops in this force. Instead, the story now is there are 59 bad cops on this force.
Yep. And, it's just, it's all so frustrating.
Yeah.
But that's why this is all happening. Everybody's angry. Yep. And the people aren't going to take it anymore. And I stand with them, you know?
100%.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to some old video games. What do you think here, Trey?
Yeah. I mean, people also need some joy and lightheartedness in their life.
It's also revelers, if you're out there protesting and stuff, like, it is okay to take a day off and play some video games, you know. Like, you still need to take care of yourself.
Mental health is, like,
I was reading a cool thing today that was like, the cops everywhere are exhausted. There's only so many of them, and they're all working
working
all day every day. But the protesters, us, we've got unlimited people to switch in and out, you know. Like, somebody was like, I saw on Twitter, somebody was like, I'll start making schedules, you know. You got Monday through Thursday, you got Friday through Sunday, you know. Like whatever we need to do.
I mean, there's way more of us than there are of them.
Exactly.
A Bug's Life, we're the ants,
the
fucking grasshoppers.
That's right. Holy shit, nice analogy there, Drew. I love it. Anyway, I'm getting all worked up about it, but let's play some video games. Drake, actually, tell the revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have, because it's been, you know, like 2 weeks or whatever.
Oh, it has, yeah. I missed a week, but we were dealing with riots, revelers. So,
So I started and completed a game.
Oh, nice.
Since last time.
Ooh, what do we got?
I played through The Messenger.
I think I have that, but I'm not sure. Was it like $1 or $3?
Oh, I don't think I've ever.
Oh, no, no. Sure. The Messenger. I was thinking Messenger. Of The Way Remastered.
I don't know.
Even know what that is either, but I think I own it. Anyway.
No, The Messenger, it's on Switch and PS4.
And it's super Ninja Gaiden like, right?
It's very a lot of things.
Okay.
It's fantastic though. It's a really special game. It's one of those games where I finished it and I'm like, "Oh, now I don't really know what to do with myself. Like I just want to
keep playing
I want something more exactly like this." But yeah, so it's Ninja Gaiden-esque in that it starts out and it's 8-bits and you're a ninja. And
oh, right, it switches, doesn't it?
It eventually, like, you play for, 3 or 4 hours and it's 8-bits the whole time and telling a really cool story. And it's got really good dialogue with, like, the shopkeeper guy who constantly just kind of breaks the fourth wall, but in a really funny way and makes good funny jokes and everything. And then it switches to 16-bit, because then you kind of jump back and forth then kind of in between the past and 500 years in the future. So even like the music shifts to sounding more SNES like.
Oh, cool. Right.
And then halfway through the game, when you feel like it's actually like the end of the game, then it all of a sudden becomes a Metroidvania.
Oh, sweet. Wow.
And it just keeps on going. I mean, it's like a 13-hour game.
So you would recommend that?
I would highly recommend it.
Great. I might have to pick it up.
Great. It's got a really cool mechanic where, like, the whole thing that you learn very early on, it's like the way you platform around is that you jump into the air, and if you hit an enemy or they have objects all over that you can hit with your sword, then you gain another jump in midair. It's called cloud stepping.
Oh, cool.
You jump, you hit something with your sword, then you can jump again, then you can hit something with your sword and jump again, and that's how a lot of the platforming is built on. And so eventually you're doing some, it feels really good to do some really cool things with that and platform around, and you pull some crazy shit off. It's like, oh yeah, that was awesome. It's cool. Definitely a difficult game.
Okay.
I died probably over 300 times.
Do they keep track?
I don't know that there was an official counter, but when you die, there's this little guy who comes and saves you.
Okay.
Basically, and then he sticks with you for a little while until there's like a currency in the game that you're collecting, and he stays with you for a while until he collects enough currency from you.
Ah,
and then he leaves or whatever. But every time you die, he kind of has a little quote that pops up. He's either giving you shit and making fun of you for dying again, or sometimes every now and then he's like, I've already saved you 275 times or something. And I think the last thing I saw of that was over 300.
Oh, wow. Nice. Well, cool. The Messenger. I'm going to have to give that a shot.
I think you would enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I cannot recommend that game enough.
Cool. I think I saw it on a Nintendo Direct or something once before it came out, and thinking that looked really cool. But then it sort of went under my radar,
I kept wanting to play it. And then finally I did play it because I saw a Kickstarter for a game that is actually, I guess, being made by the same studio, but it's a prequel. Ooh, my voice cracked. It's a prequel to The Messenger, but it's going to be a turn-based RPG in, like, 16-bit style, heavily influenced by, like, Chrono Trigger and stuff, and it looks awesome.
Cool.
It's not going to be out until, like, 2022, I think, is their goal.
Okay, but it's in the works.
Yeah, but yeah, The Messenger, if you have not played it and you love, retro style indie games and whatnot, it's definitely one to pick up.
Sweet. Excellent.
Yeah.
What have you been playing? Well, I've been playing lots of stuff. So, Revelers, I started streaming, which is kind of fun. I'm about to blow up really huge. I can just feel it.
Oh, yeah.
I've got 10 followers now, and things are just really looking up for me. But no, it's actually been really cool. So like I've been playing mostly retro stuff. I did one night of Smash and actually had a blast. And I learned some stuff about streaming while I was streaming Smash. So like I was streaming and I just had a public arena going. But like people kept joining and I made the title of my arena, you know, TTV/Duke Acorns. So like people could go there if they wanted to, like that, just to tell them that I'm streaming this, you know?
Right.
And people did, they would show up and be like we would play a few matches and then like a guy would show up and be like, oh, hey, I was, you know, Joe or whoever you just played. GG's, dude. You know, like, and that was it. Like, but like, I don't know. It was really cool. I felt like streaming Smash, made me less angry at it all the time because like there's a camera on me and like I don't want to be like that fucking asshole who's super angry all the time, but like I was like able to roll with the punches and just like, yeah, I'm getting my ass kicked but I'm learning stuff too, like I don't know, it was cool. I think I'm gonna stream Smash more than I have been, honestly, this last week. Like, so I streamed for like a good solid like 6 days and it was cool, and then shit just hit the fan and streaming was not on my mind at all, so I got to kind of get back into it now, but I've also been, so I played through on stream, I played and beat Donkey Kong Country, which was fun. Turns
now
out
I'll play the second one.
Yeah, I want to play the second one on stream, but I don't, it's not on something that I don't have.
Oh, right.
I think you actually have my cartridge, or if I,
yes, I do.
You do. Okay. Yeah. But I also need, in order to stream the actual OG consoles, I need like an upscaler thing. I need like this thing that
you need like an adapter.
Yeah. I don't know. Which I don't have.
Right.
And so I've been playing, you know, like I streamed Donkey Kong Country and I've been also playing through Yoshi's Island. But that's all through the SNES Classic, you know? Cause like the capture card that I have, you know, you can just plug the HDMI right into
HDMI.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I don't know. It's been fun. Streaming has been kind of cool. It's like, you know, like I was playing Donkey Kong Country and it was like 11 o'clock Central Time, which is what we're in. And this guy is chatting with me. He just found my stream randomly. He loves retro games and I'm chatting with him and turns out he's from England, you know? And I was like, dude, isn't England like 6 hours ahead of us? Like it's 5 in the morning there. He's like, yeah, I can't sleep. So I'm just watching you stream video games. That's awesome, dude. Like, I don't know. It's just like,
did you tell him to check out our podcast?
I did not. I don't know. We were talking about other stuff, but I don't know. It was kind of cool. It was like fun. And Jurek stopped by a bunch of times. I assume something tells you when I'm doing it, but
because I'm following you and I have the Twitch app on my phone.
I get a
like push notification that Duke Acorns has started streaming.
Sure. Cool. Well, I don't know. It's fun. So come check out the stream, Rebblers. It's twitch.tv/Duke Acorns. DukeAcorns. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I also, and I'm going to talk about it more next week, but I, for five, PlayStation's having a crazy sale right now. It's the Days of Summer or something. Is that like something they normally
days
do?
Days of Play.
Or Days of Play.
They always do it right around now because right around now is normally E3.
Oh, sure.
But there is no E3 this year.
And how do you feel, Drake, about them delaying the PS5 announcement?
It was the right move at this time. Their announcement said, basically, they know that, you know, if they start doing this, then millions of people are going to be talking about PlayStation 5, and there's more important things to talk about. They don't want to distract from the conversation that needs to be happening.
Yeah, which,
with people talking about, which, like, I get that people maybe want an escape and they want video games, but the important thing is keeping the conversation that's happening right now happening right now.
Yeah, not distracting it with the
take
PS5.
A bunch of people away and be like, okay, so this is happening, but PS5.
Also, buy this in October or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah. It was 100% the right choice, and their messaging on it, like I said, was the right way of doing it too. And they said they don't want to distract from the conversation.
Surprisingly, all three companies—I mean, Sony and Microsoft, or yeah, Sony and Microsoft, I'm not too shocked by, but even Nintendo, all three big companies made a statement about George Floyd and Black Lives Matter and the protests. Like, that is huge, especially Nintendo. Like, Nintendo usually doesn't comment on stuff like that, but they did. And that's mad respect for me right there. I mean, obviously they already had my respect, but you know, like, I don't know. Oh, but so anyway, Days of Play or whatever, I bought Rayman Legends for $5. And I've been playing that, and it's super fucking fun. It's like,
I have it on PlayStation, because it was a free PlayStation game like a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Time. Well, I didn't get it then.
Definitely at some point. So I've had it on there. I've just never actually played it.
I don't know. It's like really the first Rayman game I've ever played. Did we play it on the podcast?
We played a Rayman game.
Okay. Well, then it's not the first one I've ever played, but it's the first one I've ever like put time into. And I'm having a blast with it. It is fun. It's like a great platformer. It's really well done. I'm reminded of Don. It's not super similar, but it's like I'm reminded of Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which is just like a fucking top-notch platformer, you know, like AAA platformer. And that's what Rayman Legends is. I'll talk more about that next week because I'll hopefully be farther, but I think I've only beaten four levels or something in it right now, but
yeah,
I just got it yesterday. So anyway, this week, Drake, we are going to be playing, what are we playing?
Wild Guns
on the SNES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. So for those,
are we down the pipe?
We're down the pipe. We just went down the pipe. Nice.
Cool.
Okay, so for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Only time can tell.
Only time can tell. Okay, here we go. Wild Guns, SNES. We're actually starting with a bonus question. So here we go. This one does not. This one does not count against your score, but we're starting with it anyway.
But it does count for my score.
Yes, it counts for your score, but not against your score. So this one, you're possible to get 4 out of 3.
All right.
Okay. So here we go. It is likely, however, maybe not super confirmed, that the two main characters of the game, Clint and Annie, are based on who?
Oh.
Oh, I thought you'd know this one.
Clint Eastwood and Annie Oakley.
You got your coins, Jared. That is correct. Clint is obviously based on Clint Eastwood, most likely the man with no name from the Dollars trilogy. And Annie is most likely based on real-life sharpshooter of the Wild West, Annie Oakley, a badass chick.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so that was going to be question one, but then... Anyway, that's the bonus question. So you've got your...
That seems like that would have been a good question one. Why is this a bonus question?
Because I found another question that I liked better, and I didn't know which one to get rid of, so I got rid of that one.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask it.
Fair enough.
So, okay, here we go. Question number one. This game features a timer that counts down. How does this timer differ from almost every other video game's timer?
How does it differ?
Yeah. The mechanics of the timer. Like, not what happens with the timer?
Yeah, I don't know. It just, it means nothing when it gets to zero. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Or you win the level when it gets to zero.
Also incorrect. So in this game, you want the timer to get to zero, so you were close, I guess, but and it goes down faster with every bad guy that you kill. And when it gets to zero, the boss appears. So you want the timer to get down to zero, which, I mean, you sort of got right, but not quite. You know, like, so you're 1 for 1 here, Jerry, even though you got that one wrong.
Cause I got the bonus right.
And I do want to mention too, it was unclear to me if every mission, has a timer or if only the boss missions do. Because from what I understand, there's basically three chunks to every level. And the third part is the boss. So, gotcha. But I don't know. But I see we're watching the demo and there is a timer there. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Beat the game.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Question number two. Annie is dressed to the nines in a fancy dress, gloves, and a hat. She's very much dressed like a lady of the time, if this was the Wild West, but we know it's the future or something. Whatever. She's dressed like a lady from the Wild West. What about the dress makes this not problematic with all the fighting and shooting that she's doing?
What about the dress makes it not problematic? Yeah,
because like think about a woman in a dress like that. Right. Like, would she be able to do the things we're watching Annie do on the demo here? Like she's jumping around, she's shooting. Like what about the dress makes it not problematic that she's doing that?
Oof.
No, we just saw it for a second there. It's hard to know what watching the demo because we see the back of her. It's really the front of her.
Oh, is it that it's only kind of covers the back of her? Like the front is kind of open, it would appear. It's more like a reverse apron.
You got your coins there, Drake. I'm going to give it to you because I gave you a hint there. But yeah, the dress has a slit right down the middle in the front, which so like when she jumps and stuff, you can see her legs. You know, not very ladylike for the time, but you know, Annie's a badass, so it doesn't really matter because she'll shoot you in your fucking face if you have a problem.
Damn right.
But I just thought it was cool that they dressed her like that, but then also provided a logical reason for how she can still do the stuff that she does, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. Okay. You're, let's see, you, Jurek, are
two for two,
right? You're not going to be able to get, 4 for 3.
I can't get 4 for 3,
but you can get 3 for 3. You can, even by getting one wrong. Okay, here we go. Question number three. When you get an extra life, there is a sound that plays. Where does this sound come from?
Where does it come from?
What is the sound effect? It actually has an origin not from this video game.
Oh.
Like it's from, I'll give you a hint, it's from a movie.
It's from a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is it from a Western movie?
It is.
Is it from, let's see. Mm-hmm. I'm just like drawing a blank on all Western movies right now for some reason. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh no!
What just happened to you?
There we go. You got your coins. I clicked away from the sound effect thing. So when I pressed the button for the sound effect, something else popped up. It was bad. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna give you 0.5. Who wrote that? Or, well, what part of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I've never seen The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
All right. When you get an extra life, it's the opening to Ennio Morricone's theme for The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And I was going to make you say his name, too. And I think it's Ennio Morricone. I'm pretty sure he's Italian because they're all spaghetti westerns, you know?
Spaghetti like they,
Western. Yeah. They were all done. They were all shot in Italy.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, I believe, Jurek, you are... I'm going to give you one for that last one. You're 3 for 3, even though you got one wrong.
Hell yeah.
Good job, Jurek. Good job.
Two of those correct answers were complete guesses.
Drake,
I mean, at least one was an educated guess based on Clint. The names Clint and Annie.
That one was good though, but that was the bonus question. But you still got it right. So, Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Wild Guns for the SNES?
I sure do. Wild Guns was released in 1994. It's developed and published by Natsume.
I think it's Natsume.
That's how I've always said it.
Me too. Or Natsum.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah, that's my assumption. I mean, they're, you know, company that's been around forever.
Yep.
So essentially this game was developed in like 5 months by basically three people.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
It was apparently Natsume, like, put together a small team of, like, I mean, really, there were other people coming and going, but really there was three main people who were there full-time from beginning to end, because the company basically asked them to make a game quick, as quick as possible and as cheaply as possible while waiting for, like, their next real, like, game.
Wow.
So, like, they were in between games and they're like, and throw something together, guns? Like, real quick. And Wild Guns is the outcome.
And this has turned out to be, like, one of the most expensive SNES games. Like, this one, maybe not one of the most expensive, but it's up there.
It's
like,
up there.
It's expensive. Like, finding the cartridge.
We talked about it. Yeah, right before we started recording, I was looking to just see if there was any good reviews on Amazon or whatever, and saw that the price for a used copy, the cheapest I could find on there, was $165.
Yeah, and that is no joke for a Super Nintendo game.
If we were not playing this on
The Switch Online,
we would never have played this game.
No, but I think it's super cool that they put it on the Switch Online, you know, like that, so we all get a chance. Apparently, though, you can buy Wild Guns on the Switch and the PS4, I think.
They did a Wild
remaster.
Guns Reloaded.
Reloaded. Like, there's two other characters, too, in that one.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a remaster and stuff. But the three people responsible for this game, the three main people, are the designer, and I think he acted as kind of designer, director, and everything. Shunichi Taniguchi. And then the lead programmer was Toshiyasu Miyabe. And then the other person who was involved was the composer.
Oh.
Hiroyuki Iwatsuki.
Hiroyuki Iwatsuki. Do we know what he did? Or she?
Yes, that was the only one who I could find what else they have worked on. And it was...
more Natsume,
like,
games?
A lot of games that seem like just Japanese titles.
Ah, okay.
But then Ninja Gaiden Shadow on the Game Boy.
Oh, okay.
And Power Ranger, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Fighting Edition.
Oh, sweet. We played that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Nice.
And also, I think Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, the game.
The movie, the game. I love it. Nice.
Yeah. And then a few, like, Gundam Wing games or Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam games for, like, SNES and PlayStation and whatnot.
I think there's, like, one Gundam game that was released in the U.S., but the rest are all Japanese, yeah. Because I think there's a shitload of them. But
oh, there's tons of them. They've made Gundam games for, like, every Gundam series, I think.
Yeah. Well, should we listen to... what?
Yeah, like, one of them for SNES, I think, came to America. Yeah. There's other ones for, like, newer consoles that have been coming to America.
I see. Well, that was after anime became super popular.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, should we listen to some of...
Hiroyuki Iwatsuki.
Can you say it one more time?
Hiroyuki Iwatsuki.
Hiroyuki Iwatsuki. Cool. I want to try and get it right. You know, I don't want to, I mean, who knows if you're getting it right, but
I know, I don't know.
Feels like you are.
That's the way it looks to me.
Well, should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. And we're back. It's fucking good.
It's really good.
Like, it's really good. Like, that first song, I was like, wow, this is like, it's like cinematic and good. I don't know. Yeah. It's just
got
like
a good, like, Western feel to it.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was greatly inspired for the music by the company Natsume or whatever gave him a CD of like best of Western soundtracks.
Okay.
And apparently he became obsessed with it and listened to it a ton and made his music
nice
based on that.
Well, that's what you do when you're given a job and you do your research and you make something out of it. Cool, cool. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I got nothing. Keep going.
Yeah, I was just going to kind of keep going then. Yeah, so it's basically like a shooting gallery game. You know, you would think almost a light gun game, but it's not.
Nope. It's weird. You control your character and the crosshairs at the same time with the same, like, this feels like it wants to be a twin stick shooter.
Yes, it would probably be easier if it was. And I bet you the reloaded one is.
Yeah.
Because in this, you can't fire and move at the same time.
Right.
Once you start firing, you're locked in place.
Yeah.
And then you're only controlling the crosshairs. But once you stop firing, then you can
then
move
you
your
move
character.
Back and
you
forth.
You can jump and dodge out of the way.
And there's like dodge rolls and things like that. And yeah.
Yep. So yeah, like we kind of talked about, you play as Annie and a bounty hunter named Clint.
Yep.
That she hires or whatever, and they're seeking revenge for the death of Annie's family.
Right, right. But Annie's just a badass in herself. Like, she probably didn't even really need Clint's help, but good to have backup, you know?
Indeed, when you're taking on a horde of robots.
Yeah. They're like Western robots. I don't know. This game. Well, should we get to this game?
Let's get to this game.
I mean, so Revelers, we're already 40 minutes into the show.
Yeah, I think we'll make this episode a little longer.
Yeah. We had stuff to talk about. We had to talk about the riots and stuff. You know, we just had to. So, but Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay. Okay. I think we should just play two player right off the bat here, right?
We should indeed.
Should we options it up and just see what we have? Oh, should we easy it up or normal? Or hard? Should we just go for it, Drake?
No, we definitely not too hard.
We know how good we are. I mean, which one do you think we ought to do? Let's just do normal.
Okay.
Or should we do easy? Let's do easy. Fuck it. Because then we can get somewhere.
Yeah.
Wait, do we want versus start or game start?
I think we want game start.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
okay.
Two player.
Okay.
I think there is a versus. It's not like we're not shooting each other, but we're...
Yeah. And in that
you're
mode,
competing for points or something,
and you can't die in that mode. I read about that. Like, it's just about who kills the most. Yep. Do you want to be Clint or Annie?
I'm gonna be Annie.
Great. I'll be Clint. I think we can both be Annie if we wanted to.
I think we can both be either one of them.
Yeah. But I'm gonna be Clint then, and you be Annie. Oh, you can change their color. Oh, if you press. Interesting. Whoops.
How do I get back to... Oh, there it is. Okay. I want him to be pink.
Oh, cool. I want to be this cool purple Clint. He's got purple gloves and a gray cloak and purple shorts. Also, in this one, am I looking at that correctly? Does it look like Clint is wearing like a midriff shirt? Like, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing like a belly shirt.
I think it looks like he's wearing armor. And then you've got a tan shirt on underneath that.
I see. Okay.
Is what it looks like to me.
It sort of looked like he had the...
But I could also see it being...
He had his belly shirt. Seems like Clint would be a fairly tan guy. You know, he's out in the Wild West all the time. He's in the sun. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Let's do this. Oh. I'm lassoing.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Oh God! A guy just came like right up in front of him. Watch out for that guy. He's gonna knife you right in the face.
I don't even know what shoot is. I can't figure it out. But why?
It's why.
Oh, it is why. Okay. But if you...
Oh, God, look out.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see why I was having trouble. If you, like, press Y, you... Oh, my God.
If you press
if
Y?
You just press you it, like, I'm lassoing right now. See? And I don't... Oh. And I don't... Oh. Like, I'm just mashing Y, like, press.
How do you
press.
Get... There's, like, these knife guys. Wow, we already died.
Game over.
Like, I wasn't getting shot by anybody, but this guy just walks in front of you with a knife, and I can't seem to shoot him.
I think there is
a melee that I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, I think there is, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what the buttons are. We should have maybe looked at the controls real quick.
I guess we were on the options screen, and it was right there.
I know. But... From what I understand.
Oh, whoops! Okay.
Bomb.
So X does a bomb.
Okay, X does a
get
bomb.
Get away from me, knife man.
Oh, X does a bomb. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it just like kills everybody on screen.
Oh my God. Okay, we need to go. We need to go right.
There's robots occasionally that show up.
So this is just the first level, and like. From what I understand, this is like the intro level, and after this, we actually get to choose what level we play. So we should theoretically be able to get through this. Although, knife guys,
I don't understand how you.
There, I got him. Press L.
L?
I think so. I think I pressed L and I got the knife guy. I like. Oh, now you're in control.
Oh God!
What just happened?
I don't know.
How did you took control? From me?
I don't know. I pressed buttons and it all of a sudden said, oh, do you want to quit this online session?
Oh, did you press L and R at the same time?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I said, no, I do not want to quit the online session.
Good job. Oh my God, here's the boss.
Oh, we're down to zero, yep.
Oh, and I just got shot.
And a thing shows that when you need to dodge or whatever, it kind of says above your head.
It does. It says, look out! So then you can jump and you know. It's kind of hard to keep track of your own... Oh, we did it!
Oh, I think we did it.
Holy shit. Okay, we did it. Oh, my God. It's kind of hard to keep track of your crosshair, too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. I guess we didn't get to choose the level, but... Oh, yeah.
We did not. What are these? Oh,
I got a different
like
gun.
Rolling in all roly-poly.
Oh, they do come in all roly-poly. Fuck them.
Like, they seem to be just like people, but just like roll in.
They do. It's funny.
What kind of an entrance is that?
Oh, I'm dead. I think I'm game over for old Clint here. You're fucking crushing it. You got a shotgun right now. Just got wrecked, though. One hit and you're dead. That's hard in a game like this. There's so much going
on.
It is. Like, everything is trying to kill you.
Chaos here.
It is nice that they...
Fucking roly-polies, man.
Like, I don't know who to look at. Do you look at yourself or do you look at...
I know, that's...
The enemies.
I'm not sure the best way of going about it either.
Because, like, if you look at yourself, you know when to dodge. But if you don't look at yourself, you don't know where you're shooting.
I'm kind of trying to do both.
Oh, that's the boss. Oh, man, Drake, you're fucking this level up. Oh, my God. Yeah, get him. Oh, get him. Hey, bomb him. X. You did it. Nice.
All right. Bombs work on bosses.
Bombs away. Look at us, just right here on the third level. I thought you got to choose, though. Oh,
maybe this is all still the first level.
This
Here's
is still... Okay, yep. And you want to hit this boss's head, I remember. Oh, and you're dead.
Oh, it does not tell you, look out.
It did. It just...
Did it?
Yeah, you were just like...
I was trying to look.
You were just like point blank in front of his gun, and so there wasn't really a lot of time. It seems like we have unlimited continues, but I'm not sure. And I don't know where we'll continue from.
Here, do you want to switch characters or do you want to not confuse ourselves?
I actually don't want to confuse myself.
All right. We'll just stick with what we're doing.
You be Annie, and I'll be Clint.
I know who to look at. Oh,
okay. So we're back to Carson City at the beginning. Okay. So we haven't beaten the first level yet, but I think we can now that, I don't know, now that we sort of know what's going on. Do we know what's going on? I don't know.
I think it's just these knife guys. I don't understand
L
to do to them. I tried L before. It doesn't do anything.
Or it's R. Or maybe it's L and R at the same time.
I thought we learned that's Not good. Which?
No. ZL and ZR is not good. L and R is good.
How did I get a game over already?
Okay.
This game is impossible.
It's not L and R at the same time. I do not know what it is. It's, you know what it is? It's just
you keep doing it.
You just got to press up and Y.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm dead though. It doesn't matter.
I got distracted by trying to figure out what buttons to press and just kept getting blasted.
Okay, well, we keep continuing. Maybe we shouldn't continue so we can look at the controls one time. I'm going to be Green Clint this time. I feel like Green Clint is going to really elevate my game here.
Yeah, maybe I should change color. That's probably my problem.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's got to be color choice, you know? The palette is very important.
Indeed.
I mean, it's fun. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, God, I keep thinking it's L and R. Oh, yeah, it's up and Y. Press up and Y in order to defeat these fucking bastards.
I don't know. Maybe I just can't melee or something.
No, you can. Everybody can.
I'm just getting shot repeatedly, and I have a game over.
You have a game over again?
Yep.
Oh, and that knife guy.
Because I'm trying to melee, and I can't do it.
I don't know. I keep doing it. I don't. You got to press up and Y.
I did press up and Y. Oh my God.
I wish. Yeah, so like, knife guy why? Is
literally the worst.
Okay.
I can deal with these guys with guns. But
half of these guys are human, and it seems like me and or Clint and Annie are also human. Why do we take one shot to kill, but they take like six?
I don't know. I'm going to change my color up.
I am too. I'm going to be this one. Oh, look, we're matching now. Now it's on. We both got the blue color palette going. We're ready. I feel like we're ready for this. Up and Y will kill the knife guy.
That just makes me aim up.
Press up and Y. There we go. Got him.
No, I'm just jumping away from him.
You jump away from the knife guys, I'll get him. That'll be our strategy. Yeah, fuck that thing. Oh man, we fucked that thing up.
See, yeah, like, we did.
When we work as a team, that's what we're not doing.
Well, I mean, we are working as well. Yeah.
Oh well, I know, but like our communication got him. Oh, but I got hit by a bullet. It's okay. The knife guys don't stand a chance now. Oh my God.
Stand a chance against me because apparently I can't melee.
I feel like I'm just pressing up and Y, or maybe I'm just pressing Y. Like, I don't know, but you got to press it, not just keep holding it like when you're shooting. You know? Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it does in theory, but it doesn't seem to do anything for me. Like, I swear, I just don't think Annie can melee.
I think she can. I think they both can, but oh, man. How do you roll?
I don't. It seems like I just kind of do it sometimes. I'm with B. Like, I think it's more about the timing of dodging.
Ugh, I'm dead.
Something that's coming game over. For you.
I can't get
okay,
past
well,
this
I've
first.
Killed them.
Yeah. Well, game over for me.
I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna also get a game over in a second here. Now I'm all
I don't know,
myself.
You fucking wrecked this level last time. Or was I here with you last time? No.
You were for a little bit.
Oh, for 1 second, yeah. Okay, so I guess I did get past that first level once, so that's good. These roll guys are hilarious. See, yeah. How do you do that roll? You're doing a dodge roll. Like you.
I think it's really just about the timing, I believe, of...
So you're jumping is what you're doing.
I'm just pressing the jump button and a direction.
Okay. Like, because I thought there was a dodge roll type move. I keep saying dodge roll. That's, you know, like, that's my Enter the Gungeon.
Well, I mean, it is. That's how I would describe it as well.
Yeah,
a dodge roll.
Dodge roll, yeah. Well,
see, if I do it sometimes,
oh
I do
oh, my God. Look at all these guys. They're shooting dynamite right at you. You can pick that dynamite up and throw it right back at them, too, if you get it before it explodes. Like you can do a lot of cool stuff in this game. There's like a lot of cool mechanics that aren't readily apparent, I think. But I could be wrong. I don't really know. And I wouldn't try for the dynamite until maybe we're a little little better, but Okay, you got a bunch of bombs. You have at least three bombs.
Yep, and I used
them. Oh, and you just wrecked
him. I used one of them. Yeah.
Okay, you should use three bombs. I think you have three. I think that's what those purple gems
I think so,
are
too.
On the bottom. I think you should use a bomb right away on this guy and just like fucking, oh, yeah, that's wrecking him. Oh, my God, this guy doesn't even know what's about to hit him or what's literally hitting him. Yes. Get that thing down there. You want that S50. Oh,
you're dead. Man.
Man.
You got me.
This is hard.
It is hard, especially when you get to that boss. Like, I don't know what to do against him. He's just too big and powerful.
Okay. I don't know how to get... There's no not continue.
Oh, yeah.
There's numbers counting down. Should we just... Let's just... I'm going to let it count down. Oh. See, they're shooting in the background there.
Oh, yep.
And now we're at one, and now we're at zero, and okay, now, oh, here, we can enter, oh, you, Jurek, can enter your name, because you got a high score. You're in fourth place. Nice work, dude. Nice.
Damn right.
Okay, here's my question about Switch Online now, is you're going to enter your name. Will this always appear on my game now when I play? Your RGS. I see. You were going to do your RGR.
I was going to RGR, but
okay.
Didn't quite make it.
All right. The only controls they show are shot is what, jump is B, and X is bomb. That's what we knew. So I don't know. Are we ready to, should we just keep going or?
Yeah. Hang on. I was seeing if there's like a, is there a level skip or anything? There is a stage select.
Oh, there is. How do we do it?
Okay.
Is it super complicated?
Well, not really.
Do you have to reset the game? Because if you have to reset it, we can't do it.
No. Okay. Go to the... So, we go to the character select screen.
Okay.
So, do two players.
Okay.
And I assume you're going to have to do this.
Okay.
So, you... I don't know. Maybe you want to hold... I don't know.
I'll
read it to you. Well, and hopefully it doesn't have to be super fast.
I bet it doesn't have to be super fast. Just read it and I'll do it.
All right. Hold down select.
Okay.
And then get ready. It's only going to be A and B that you have to press.
Okay. I'm ready.
But you're going to have to go back and forth between them a lot and whatnot.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Holding select?
Yep.
Okay. A, 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 B, 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 B. A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. Did anything happen?
I don't know. I don't have the sound on, apparently. I don't know. Press start and see what happens. Oh, it did. Hey, stage look select. At look at that. It Here worked. We go. Cool. Okay, so do we want to go to the ammunition depot, the Desolation Canyon, gold mine, or armored train?
Oh, man.
Let's try the gold mine. How does that sound?
Gold mine sounds fantastic.
Okay. Oh, it seems like maybe the Desolation Canyon is a little easier, only because the bonus you get is 50,000 for that one, but it's 70,000 for the others.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I don't either.
What that means.
Whatever. Let's go to the gold mine. Let's do this. Okay. Here we
I'm
go.
Sure, even though we couldn't, beat the first level.
We can beat the gold mine. I mean, a harder like, level. How could this be that hard? Look at these guys.
These guys are so far
so
away.
Little. They're coming way down the mountain in the background.
She'll be coming.
Oh my God.
She comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Oh, you threw dynamite back.
Yeah, just press Y. Why does everything?
Oh my God.
I'm
See,
dead.
It's again, the guys that get right up in your face.
I know. And it's
got
like,
me there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. It's hard. I really appreciate the lookout mechanic, but.
It's hard to pay attention to.
I just got those guys with dynamite. You can definitely throw it back. But yeah, it's hard to pay attention to your character when you're fucking. Oh my God.
Being. Shot at by a million different cowboys.
Yeah, I'm game over already.
And some, like, whatever this ship is back there that just comes, like, flying in.
All right, well, should we try that one more time?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe this game will...
incredibly difficult.
It's incredibly difficult. Holy shit. Like, incredibly difficult. Should we try a different one? We can do it again. We can stage select again. So I think this is what happens when after you beat Carson City. Like, you can just...
It just goes to this.
Yeah, it just goes to this, I think. But I'm not sure. Which one should we try now? How about Armored Train?
Armored Train.
Let's do it. Here we go. Armored Train.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks, game. All right. I'm ready to fucking rock this shit. Here we go. There's like eagle men.
Eagle men. I think they're like hang gliding.
Oh, they look like they had wings. Like Hawkman.
Well, I mean, kind of. Don't shoot the horse.
Oh, I was shooting the horse, but the horse looks like a robot, though. Oh, look at these fucking strong guys, like, trying to do the train.
Yeah, they got me.
Oh, my God.
They got me good.
Did they get you good?
Well, I mean, they got me at least a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, enough. Like, honestly, even though we've been dying, like, a shitload, like, I'm still really having fun with this.
Yeah, it's still a good game, and it looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic. And the music is really good. I'm actually not playing with the sound on right now, which is a stupid
I have
mistake.
It on, but, you know, I have headphones on, so I can't... I have headphones on with you talking to me, so I can't really hear the game.
Right. Oh, my God.
Never really can when we're doing it like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, we listened to the music ahead of time, and it was excellent. What's this guy doing?
Which guy?
I don't know, this guy... scooting across the
fucking
train.
Oh, he is scooting across.
There.
What is he doing?
I don't know, but I was shooting him repeatedly.
Oh, there's dynamite all over the place. Run.
It was not doing anything to shoot him. Eventually, it did. Is there other parts of this we're supposed to be shooting?
I don't know. It feels like we're shooting like this weird train thing, but it's like a floaty
train.
Thing
on top, and then there were some tanks on the bottom of it.
Oh, I see. We are also on a train. That's how we're moving. Okay.
That's what I assumed. Oh, I think I'm maybe dead. No,
oh, my God.
I
was like,
one life to live.
No way. This is the first time I've lived and you haven't.
I'm still alive for the time being. We'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, my God. Look at all these guys. Get them. Not today, son. Not today.
So I really don't understand the point of, like, the last sound.
I don't either. But
why would I ever use that? I'm trying to do it now, but it doesn't...
Okay, so you basically have to... You press it a few times.
I know.
And then let it go, but... I don't know. I used a
bomb.
I also... Is this the boss?
Yeah.
Oh, did it say boss?
I mean, it's not like the boss, I don't think, but it's the boss.
The boss of this part.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a gun or something. I don't know. Or you did. I don't know. Oh, is this a boss?
It's like a jetpack guy?
I can't tell which one is mine and which one... Oh, my God. What was that? Oh, come on.
That was cheap bullshit is what that was.
That was cheap bullshit. Yes. You still... Even when you pick up...
Back,
oh, man. I wasn't paying attention. You still have to aim with the dynamite. Like, it is really hard to move and aim at
this
the same
game,
time.
I would
holy
be
shit. Okay. I'm
interested
dead.
In playing the reloaded version of this game because I think
they maybe
having two sticks would be
better.
The way to play this game. If I can move and shoot at the same time,
yeah,
is key.
I mean, what do you think? Do we keep going?
I don't know, man. And let's try one more level.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I let it time out. Yeah, do we have to put in the code again is the real question.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Let's just pick.
Probably.
I would guess so, too. But, oh, yeah, we're going to start at Carson City. Yep. Okay. Well, let's just start here again and just see.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like we can... Like, now that we sort of know, like, we can do this. I think we can do this. When the knife guys come, let me get the knife guys. Because apparently, I don't know how I can get them, but you can't. But, got them.
Yeah. Oh, I got distracted, though, by him still. And since somebody shot me because I wasn't paying attention.
I know. I really like the lookout mechanic, but where it tells you, like, look out. But
I know, but it's still...
It's hard to pay attention to you and... And where your cursor is.
I mean, I'm just... This is not going well.
It's not going well. Really, that's okay. That's okay. Oh, well. I got knifed. I didn't even see him. Fuck you.
He's trying to knife me. He's trying to knife
me. It's okay. I got him.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And then, after I've, dodged something. Oh, God, I'm dead.
Are you dead? Are you game over already? Yeah,
I'm game over already.
No. What other cheats are there? Is there like unlimited lives?
That was all I could find.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Stage select.
Oh, here we go, boss.
That's the only thing.
Fuck this boss. Stage select is the only thing. Oh my God. Look out.
Yep.
All right. Well, oh my God. This is hard. Ah. Oh, did I get him? I got him.
You got him. Good job. Cool. Now you're going without me.
Sorry, dude. Sorry. It's just where we're at.
Don't be sorry.
Do you have, I mean, maybe we can like kill some birds with a stone here or with, kill a couple birds with one stone.
I don't want to kill any birds, man. Well, why are people always killing birds with stones?
I also don't want to kill any birds, but, actually, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of birds. I'm not a bird.
So you want to kill them?
Well, I don't. Like birds? I don't want to kill them. But I'll tell you what. I am not.
Why
a
don't
bird.
You like birds?
I'm not a bird man. I never have been.
I am not a bird man.
I'm not a bird man. I know she listens to this every once in a while. But Rebecca, if you're out there, listening to this, she'll remember when we went to the Columbus Zoo in Columbus, Ohio. And we went to the bird exhibit.
and you told her you were not a bird man?
I didn't even go in with her. I couldn't. I was in there for 1 second, and there was like these cups, and you could feed the birds. And I fucking hated it. There was birds everywhere. And I was like,
I mean, I get that sometimes birds are annoying. And like, I mean, there's definitely been times where, I've got my windows open, fucking 6 o'clock in the morning, the birds are just chirping away.
Yeah.
But at a zoo, I have no problem with fucking birds.
Oh, man, I hated them. But they were like...
I like going into the bird area.
No, they were free, like they could touch you,
Yeah.
No, it's not for me. I hate it.
I mean, there's places that I've been to at like the Minnesota Zoo that have, birds just... They're just flying around and stuff.
No.
And they can get to you.
No, it's not for me. I don't.
Birds. I mean, they never come down to you because.
Oh, no I died! Dang it! I thought I was going to beat
this
him.
Guy's hard,
that
man.
He is hard. Fuck! I did get to the boss though.
You did. We can make it to the first real boss.
We just can't make it there together.
I know that's the problem. If we could get there together, we could take him.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably ready to be done with Wild Guns, but I don't know. Should we give it one more shot or?
I mean,
let's do it.
Let's give it one more
shot. We're just going to do Carson City again.
I just need to pay attention. It's just hard. The lookout. All right. I'm going to try her white dress.
Okay. Which one haven't I been? I don't think I've been a standard red. So maybe that's what I need to be. I don't know.
I need her in her white dress. All gonna work out now.
Now I'm just thinking about birds and how much I just don't want to be by. I really don't like birds.
I've known you for a very long time, and I've never knew.
I'm not a bird man.
You hated birds so much.
I do. I really do. You know what I think it stems from? Fear of birds. When I was really little.
But you're afraid of birds?
Well, I'm not really afraid.
You just don't like them.
I'm not. I just don't like them. I don't like them. At me, I just don't like.
I don't like them at me.
Like, I don't.
Sounds like you're afraid of them.
Well, I guess I am. I don't know. Like, I don't like birds. Oh man, knife guy. That guy kills me every time he comes out of fucking nowhere. Fuck you, knife guy.
Yeah, the knife guy is the worst.
I think it stems from when I was really little. My dad took me and my neighbor to a park. Arbor Lakes. Right down the street from where you grew up, Drake. Or Arbor Lakes, maybe that's the wrong Arbor.
I know what
the Arbory or whatever. I don't know
the Arboretum.
The Arboretum
area,
the Arbory. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, like right on like Elm Creek there, or is that
Fernbrook?
Yeah, right off Fernbrook. Anyway, we were there and we got out of the car and this crow came out of nowhere and just like started attacking my dad. Like for real?
What?
Like, yeah, like he just like, I don't know. We must've been too close to its nest or something. And my dad was like, it was me and my neighbor and we were like little kids. So like, obviously my dad was the threat. But this crow like came down and swooped down and like started attacking my dad. And my dad had to like rip his shirt off and throw the crow. Yeah, like it was super crazy. I'll never forget it. Like, and I was probably like 5 or 6, you know, like I was little. And you know, when you're that little, like you think like your dad's invincible. And it was weird to see like my dad get bested by a bird. So I think that's where my hatred for birds comes from. Ever since.
Never trusted a bird.
I never trust a bird. Never trust a bird. That's key, Revelers. You should know. You should know that. Never trust a bird. You know?
That's fair.
In fact, I'm going to make some t-shirts, I think, that say never trust a bird. And I feel like...
All right, we're making it to the final, the real boss together.
Both of us with several lives. And I have several bombs.
You have no...
Oh, I have no lives.
And I used all my bombs.
I know. You used all your bombs. It's okay.
One of them I did accidentally.
Okay, that's fine. Here we go. I'm going to use this bomb. Boom. Got him. We're gonna wreck this guy. I'm just going to use bombs over and over again. Oh, my God. I'm going to die. I'm too close. Yep. Too close. Nope. Here we go. We got him. We can do this, Drake. We did it. Did we do it?
We did.
Okay.
He's blown up and I can't move.
So holy shit. Thank God we tried it one more time.
We officially, for real, beat
for the first real, level. We beat the first level. It only took us like a half hour.
Yeah.
So that's good. A half hour with also trying some other levels.
Yes. We also skipped around.
Oh, and okay, see, so yeah, now it does just go to the stage select like we were just at. So. I mean, do we want to, we didn't try the depot, the ammunition depot or the Desolation Canyon. Should we try one?
Let's just try Desolation Canyon.
Okay, here we go. Let's give it a shot and see what happens.
Let's at least play until we get another
game over. I'm about to die like right now, but.
We'll just don't get hit.
Oh, got it. Don't get hit. That's.
Now they're rolling in fucking like shrubberies.
They're in a shrubbery.
We would like you to bring us a shrubbery.
Oh, I just got lassoed.
Weird, like, things in the back.
Now it's getting, like, sci-fi.
It is. I don't know what is happening now. Like,
I don't either.
Why are they rolling in shrubberies and trying to hide?
I don't know.
I don't understand this game.
I don't either.
Like, where is it on Earth?
I think so. I don't know. It's like, but this is
like
the future.
We're being attacked by, is it the future past or?
I think it's the past future.
The past future?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Is it the future past? Or...
None of this makes
sense. None of this makes sense. It's fine.
It's nonsense.
It is.
Hi, tiny dog.
Actually, if you keep on the lookout for when it says look out, it's pretty easy to dodge shit.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, I tried to use a bomb and I didn't have it and then I got shot. So
I don't have a bomb either and tried to use it.
I think you got this. Nope.
Oh,
dead AF.
You got me.
Okay, well.
This like trench coat
guy.
Dick Tracy looking motherfucker. I mean, he's not wearing a yellow jacket or anything.
Yeah, but he was Dick Tracy looking for sure. Okay, well, I'm ready to move on. I don't know about you. I guess we better pour some final shots.
We need more shots.
Final thoughts here. 1 second, Revelers. This is so weird. Usually there's one of us to pour it while one of us is playing.
Yeah.
Although,
I mean, not always.
If we were playing this game, if we were playing this together, we both would have done it exactly like we just did, you know?
No doubt.
Oh, look, we both get to enter our names. Oh, you got first, though, Jurek. Nicely done.
First place, motherfucker.
Oh, we ran out of time. A. You're A and I'm C. That's all we got.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is fair. Okay, I think it's time we're down the pipe to final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay. Let's see here, Drake. How many, how many, lasso, but like, what if you're referencing a bunch of lassos? I guess that's a lasso. They're lassos, which I just said. But what if you are the recipient of a lasso? Are you lassoed?
Sure.
I don't know. I think that's right. I think that's right. If you're the recipient of a lasso, you're lassoed. You've been lassoed
by the lassoer.
By the lassoer. Yeah. Yeah. that sounds right. Anyway, how many lassos out of 10 do you give Wild Guns for the SNES?
I mean, there's a lot of conflicting things going on here. Because
like, it's graphically,
it's excellent.
I also had a really good time playing it. I'm just going to say. It is fun. Like, I had fun even though
I cannot imagine if there are still this many enemies when you're playing
single
solo,
player. Yeah. Impossible.
I mean, granted, I was able to beat, you know, like 1-2 basically every time just by myself.
Let's just take a quick look here. But you keep talking about it. I just did one player.
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like.
The music is excellent.
The music is fucking great. And it looks so good. It really does.
Product of its time as far as the controls. Like I said, for a game that was pumped out in 5 months by essentially 3 people.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
7.5. Oh, I'm dead. I think there is the same amount of enemies.
It seems like it.
One or two player. But I'm not positive. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It definitely seems like it. Watch out for this knife guy.
It's definitely less chaotic. That knife guy, fuck the knife guys. I got the knife guys now. No big deal.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I honestly
playing single player here, it's pretty tough to like.
I think some of the times I also got confused by your reticle.
Yeah, that's what I'm noticing right now. Like, I have an easier time knowing where I'm shooting.
Where you're aiming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would happen to me a lot where I would look at yours and all of a sudden realize, oh, mine is over, like, off the screen, shooting nothing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't paying attention.
I think I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm torn between that.
I really like it. I don't think it's, like, the best of the best SNES games, but
no,
it is fun. Like, there's not... what is another game that you can even think of that is similar to this? I mean, there's similar games that aren't, but how about games that are like this that aren't light gun games? You know, like,
yeah, the only one I can think of is one of the games in the Die Hard trilogy that we played on PS1.
Oh, is it similar?
Like this.
Okay.
Where it was essentially set up to be kind of a light gun game. And I think you can actually play that one with a PlayStation gun, if I remember correctly.
Okay,
but we played it with controllers.
Ah,
and it's very hard.
It is very hard. Yeah,
it's just hard to aim kind of in a game like this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is begging to be a twin stick shooter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is definitely a fun game.
But it's fun. I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
I would recommend it. Obviously, if you don't already own it, I mean, I would say play it on the Switch.
Play it on the Switch.
Otherwise, you got to pay a lot of money to get the game.
But
because it's very expensive.
$20 a year will get you this, you know, until the Switch goes offline. whenever that is.
Whenever that is.
You know, probably 10 years from now. So,
yeah.
It's pretty cool. I don't know. I enjoy this. I would definitely recommend it to all you revelers out there. What do other people think of this game, Drake?
They seem to greatly enjoy it.
Great. They must, like, because it's so expensive, you know, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess it could be a product of rarity, but I don't know if it's that rare. It's just fun. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
1994, people were still buying, like, N64 wasn't out, you know, so I don't know. People were still buying Super Nintendo games in 94, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, let's see, where was it? No, where was I? EGM gave it 8 out of 10.
Okay.
IGN gave it 8 out of 10. Nintendo Life has it at a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean,
Reviewers at Electronic Gaming Monthly cited the cooperative multiplayer mode and challenging levels as the game's strongest points. They declared it one of the best shooters on the SNES and compared it to the Neo Geo game NAM 1975.
NAM 1975?
I don't know what that
is. Is that on my Neo Geo Mini? Because if it is, we need to play it immediately. I don't think it is either.
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
No, me neither, but I'm going to look it up just in case.
All right. GamePro praised the game for its intense action, fun cooperative multiplayer mode, colorful graphics, and ability to shoot almost any on-screen object.
Did we decide I have the Neo Geo? I have the International. Right?
I have no idea which one. I don't know why there are like 8 different versions of the goddamn Neo Geo.
No, I have the International thing. Because the regular one would be the Japanese one. What was the game called that you just said?
NAM, NAM dash 1975.
It is definitely not on the Neo Geo Mini. I will tell you that much. So. But yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, people definitely seem to enjoy it.
Well, it's a fun game. I don't know. I would highly recommend it. Like,
they acknowledge that it is very difficult, even on easy.
Even on easy. We were playing on Holy shit, we were playing on easy. Holy shit.
I don't even know what this game is like on hard.
I will say I did try it out maybe a week or two ago whenever it first came on the Nintendo Switch, like, which was not that long ago, like less than a month ago. And I tried it out and I think I probably just did normal and I got nowhere. But I really didn't give it a chance. I played it for like 5 or 10 minutes, you know, but I did get nowhere. So... So, and that was probably on normal by myself, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. Fun game, though. I would highly recommend it. I don't think I would recommend going out and spending $165 on it.
No. I would certainly not.
But
I cannot recommend that necessarily.
No. But
unless it's a game, I mean, if it's a game you had in your childhood and then you lost it and you just loved it and you need it back and you want a hard copy of it. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money, but
that is what I would like. If I somehow lost my copy of Earthbound, that is what I would do. Right. I would go out and spend all the money on a legit copy of Earthbound. But I don't know how many people have that kind of nostalgia for Wild Guns. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows, man?
And I will just now, just because I mentioned it, I had my go bag packed, you know, and I used it. I left during the riots.
I assume Earthbound was in there.
Sure was. You know it was. That was the only game I brought with me. Actually, I brought my Switch.
I always assumed you said you had a, you know, bug out bag packed, and I assume that meant some clothes.
It meant
whatever else, and Earthbound and your Switch.
Yep, that's exactly what it meant. It meant, yeah, clothes.
I mean, you lose Earthbound, that's like $300.
I know. Well, two probably, well, but
yeah.
But yeah, you know, and yeah, so I had clothes, like my toiletries, like a toothbrush and shit, and Earthbound and my Switch, and I also brought my computer and my capture card just in case I was like, maybe I'll stream while I'm at my parents' house. No, I did not do any of that. I just sat in the basement watching live streams of the riots. Fucking crazy. Yeah. They're like, shout out to Andrew Mercado, who's just a guy who did some seriously awesome, street level journalism for the riots. He's just a streamer, but had the gear to stream live out there, you know? And it was really good. And he kept himself super unbiased the whole time. Like, you could tell he had opinions about things, but he never let it cloud the issue. And he was literally just there to record what was happening and document it. You know, I don't know. It was really cool. Anyway, shout out to him. Also, Unicorn Riot. I don't know if anybody watched them.
That was where I was getting most of my, like,
I liked them
on the ground action from, was Unicorn Riot.
I liked them, but their stream quality was a little not great. So Andrew Mercado's was top notch, and this guy had fucking 50,000 people watching him at any given time. Like,
jeez.
Yeah. Anyway, Wild Guns, good game.
Yeah.
Jurek, if
good game indeed.
If the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Wild Guns, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. Can they email us, Jurek? Oh, you can also find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Now you can email us at retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us how you're doing in the protest, Revelers. You know, like, tell us your thoughts on all this. I don't know. This is crazy times. And I'm proud to be on the right side of history, you know?
Well, like, yeah.
Because that's what it is here. And the police are not going to win this, and the police are over. Like, police are done.
They're just making it worse and worse for themselves, like, constantly.
They really are. They really are.
I don't know how anyone can defend anything that they are doing.
You can't. That's another thing I'm struggling with, as we talked about, though, is that, like, not every cop is bad, but the majority are, and it has to change. And obviously the ones who are good have not been stepping up to
change. That makes them bad.
And that makes them bad. It does. So
if you have, like, I keep seeing a tweet or whatever kind of, yeah, if you have two bad cops and 98 cops who aren't speaking up against those bad cops, then you have 100 bad cops.
Then you have 100 bad cops. That's right. That's right. So anyway, yeah, sorry. I mean, not sorry this got a little political in this one, but we needed to talk about this because this is happening right in our community, and it started in our community, and I hope now that Minneapolis can be the leaders of change here. You know, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna get it done, and whatever that means, we're gonna get it done. I don't know. Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We'd appreciate it. Jurek rated it on his podcast app.
Maybe, but we can't find where the ratings are. Like, I gave it a rating of 5 stars, obviously, and even wrote a little thing or whatever. But mostly I was just doing that to try to see if it would show up somewhere that we could find evidence of it. But I have no idea.
Right. I don't know. We'll find it. Anyway, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would appreciate it. I don't know. Is that it? I'm discombobulated right now. I feel like this show has been a little odd compared to our normal ones. And,
right.
I think we hit all the things we need to.
I think so.
Well, Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week. Game on, Cyberpunk Cowboys.
Game on, Cyberpunk Cowboys. And also, everybody just stay safe out there, and Black Lives Matter.
Indeed. Never forget that. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter, period. Exactly. Oh, I wanted to... Alright, whatever. Another show. Anyway, stay safe out there, Revelers. Keep protesting. Peace.
We love you all.
We love you all. It was terrifying.
I guess I forgot that Earl's afraid of birds.
I'm afraid of birds. I fucking hate birds. And it's all come out tonight. That's fine. That's fine.